The research has made this clear. Vulnerability is at the heart of the feedback process. This is true whether we give, receive, or solicit feedback. And the vulnerability doesn't go away, even if we are trained and experienced in offering and getting feedback. Experience does, however, give us the advantage of knowing that we can survive the exposure and uncertainty, and that it's worth the risk. One of the greatest mistakes that I see people make in the feedback process is armoring up. To protect ourselves from the vulnerability of giving or receiving feedback, we get ready to rumble. Cue jock jams. It's easy to assume that the feedback process only feels vulnerable for the person receiving the feedback, but that's not true. Honest engagement around expectations and behavior is always fraught with uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure for everyone involved. Here's an example. Susan, the principal of a large high school, has to talk to one of her teachers about several parent complaints. The parents have voiced concerns about the teacher's cursing during class and making personal calls on her cell phone while she allows her students to leave the class, goof off, and make their own calls. In this situation, armoring up can take several forms. One is that Susan can fill out the probation form and have it sitting on her desk when the teacher comes in. She'll simply say, "Here's the complaint. I've written you up for the following offenses. Sign here and don't let it happen again." She's knocked out the meeting in 3 minutes flat. There's no feedback, no growth, no learning, but it's over. The odds of the teacher changing her behaviors are slim. Another way we armor up is by convincing ourselves that the other person deserves to be hurt or put down. Like most of us, Susan is more comfortable with anger than vulnerability, so she ratchets up her confidence with a little self-righteousness. "I'm so sick of this. If these teachers respected me, they'd never do stuff like this. I've had it. She's been a problem since the first day I met her. You want to jack around in class? Go for it. I'll show you exactly how this works." The opportunity for constructive feedback and relationship building turns into a smackdown. Again, it's over, but there is no feedback, no growth, no learning, and more than likely, no change. I'll admit that I've got a lot of bring it on in me. I'm scrappy, I think fast on my feet, and I like my emotions with a little agency. I'm good at anger and only so-so at vulnerability, so armoring up before a vulnerable experience is attractive to me. Luckily, this work has taught me that when I feel self-righteous, it means I'm afraid. It's a way to puff up and protect myself when I am afraid of being wrong, making someone angry, or getting blamed. This audiobook is continued on Disc 7.